What am I talking about with spiritual neuroscience?
Sure.
Well, let's take, for example, we've heard of, you know, Reiki, our energy healers, et cetera. For people to function best in as energetic healers, they have to go into this right brain state. And so that's why, you know, when you look at the ancient principles of energy healers, and people have done this, you know, for thousands of years, they talk about, for example, chanting, saying phrases over and over and over again, because by doing that, then you're getting out of your left brain state, you're getting out of your internal narrator. This is why attention is so important. People often talk about intention, but intention is a very complex, you know, I have the intent to heal you, then that's always going to throw you into a left brain state and you're not going to be able to actually do it. Somehow you have to get yourself into this right brain state of consciousness, and that's why, for example, Reiki uses a lot of symbols and a lot of imagery. And this is why it's best to work with a partner. And so your partner can do a lot of the left brain tasks for you. You know, if people are asking you questions and you have to, you know, respond, you have to think about the question, you know, like, what am I going to do next? That's going to immediately throw you into a left brain state. And so you're going to be more powerful, and you're going to be, the more you can stay in right brain, non-local consciousness, the better, for example, you're going to be as a remote viewer. The better, for example, you're going to be as a medium, the better you're going to be as an energetic healer, any of those non-local tasks. And people, you know, have to start learning to do this. When you look at the literature on what we could do with energetic healing, extraordinary. There's many, many nice, well-done studies showing that energetic healers can shrink tumors, etc. And yet you go into any hospital in this country and all the Reiki heal, you know, Reiki energy healers are doing is dealing with pain and stress and,
that's right,
you know, pretty, you know, pretty dumbed down, pretty dumbed down, you know, exercises for what they're capable of.
Who are these helpers in the afterlife? You know, the people that they claim to be, you know, relatives, angels. What are they doing there in the first place?
Yeah, that's a great question. Well, you know, I mean, this is just my take on it, but I don't know. I've been doing this for, you know, now it's 25 years.
It's a long time.
So I got, you know, I think this is, we got to just stop thinking of it as the afterlife and just really think of this as an informational universe. That's, you know, I mean, my wife is very religious, so, you know, to put it in religious terms, you know, this is all, you know, in the mind of God, if you will. Or, you know, I guess in, you know, the Christian Bible says in the beginning was the Word or what have you. But if we see this as an informational universe, that we're just one gigantic pulsing pattern of energy, well then, you know, a person's life is information. A child who's died, that's information. My memory of a little lammy that I had when I was 2 years old, that's information. You know, it's information. And when you talk to people who have near-death experiences, they say very graphically, if people are interested, by the way, I don't sell anything on my website, except I sell a few of my books that people could get better at, cheaper at Amazon.com. But so, you know, I don't want to sound like I'm plugging my website, because really, I this information I just have out there. But I probably have 100 videos of people and children describing their near-death experiences, and many of them describe very vividly as they return from non-local reality that they lose the knowledge. And this one woman, she says, it was horrible. You know, as I came back into my body, everything that I knew was just going backwards, backwards, backwards. And I was back in my body. And I wondered, you know, she had a near-death experience when her baby died, and she had died, you know, during the experience. And she says, I wondered who was born here. So now, to answer your question directly, sure, I think these helpers are just pieces of information that are designed to help us with the transition from this world of this school, if you will, where we learn our lessons of love, the transition back to the, you know, all information domain. And they're pieces of information that present
it's fascinating.
This helps us.